We are joined in the media center tonight with number one qualifier, Brittany Force, who had a run of 3.651 seconds at 331.28 miles per hour to reset the track elapsed time record Friday night. Brittany, tell us what it means to get the green hat at this point in the countdown.
It's important because we want every single point we can grab, chasing down that number one spot. But where we really need to perform well is tomorrow on race day. We haven't won since the beginning of the season. We've been to the semis, and, that's not good enough. We need to win this thing. We need to go out tomorrow, stay consistent, and get our car down there every single lap and end up in this winner's circle with Advanced Auto Parts team.
Sorry. Pause for engines on. So, Brittany, your last win came for when you and your father, John Force, qualified number one together for the first time. If his pass tonight holds, you two will once again be side by side with the green hats on. What does it mean to be side by side with him, and how does that change or impact the energy of the crew and the team going into Sunday when you're qualified number one with a teammate?
You know, it's always really special to hold any kind of a number one qualifier with my dad. He's the one that taught me how to drive this car. He taught me everything about the sport, and the reason I'm out here is because of him. So to be able to share that with him, number one qualifier, we did it earlier in the season, and now we're doing it again, is just something very special to me. But really, I've doubled up with Robert a handful of times. It's on my bucket list to double up with my dad. That would just be awesome for John Force Racing and to be able to share that with him.
Absolutely. And you've spoken several times about the camaraderie and the communication among your crew. What's your collective mindset heading into Sunday?
I think we're in a very good place. This whole team, David Grubnick, Max Savage, we have team meetings every Sunday at the end of the event and talk about where we can improve, what we need to fix. I'll wait. Areas we need to improve, and where we were strong. We sit down and talk about everything for a good hour, and communication is key when you're out here with your team, because here and there you have weekends where little mistakes happen and they cost you a round win, and they shouldn't have happened if our communication was better. So I think that's really important. It's a really tight-knit group. I love every single one of those guys. I give it up to them. It's a team effort, and we're all number one together tonight.
Awesome. Great. Any other questions from the press?
Brittany, yesterday your father ran career best 337 lap, heat 7.
Mm-hmm.
With that as a background, when you talk to him privately or whatever, does he ever talk to you about retirement or stepping aside?
It depends on what day it is. You get something different from him, depending on what kind of mood he's in. So it's always changing. Tomorrow will be something different, but it more depends on how his race car's running. If they're running great, he's going to be out here forever. If it's the other way, it's the other direction, and I feel that as a driver too, because he still asks, all the time, the one question he asks me is, you still love it, because really, if you don't love this sport, you shouldn't put yourself in that seat, and it's dangerous, things can go wrong, and unless you absolutely love it. And I tell him, yeah, of course I love it, when we're winning. But the days that you lose, you get beat first round, those days are a little bit tougher. But, I've always tried to find the positive in every situation, even on the rough days. You come together with a team and you bounce back from it.
One thing to be quick, like you guys all on Friday night, you have a flowy tea, you have a hot day. What kind of confidence does it give you for tomorrow? It's going to be hot again.
Q3, that round was important because it was a lot hotter than it is now. It was still, it's still warm, but Q3 was an important one. We only made it halfway down there. So that's really where we've been struggling is in the heat. We could belt them out when it's cool weather, but the heat is where we struggle, and that's where race day steps in. So still, I feel after today we had, we had some decent runs, and we'll figure it out and we'll get it fixed by tomorrow.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.